Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Crossroads Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brandon. This is a place where we can go a little deeper with stuff we've been talking about at church or deeper with the Bible. Also, just a place to get to know each other a little bit better. And today, we've got we have a guest. You're here.
Hello.
Hello. Everybody, say hello wherever you're at. Actually, out loud, audibly say hello to Logan Witte. Hello, Logan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
You know I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here too.
We're both here in a room. This is a fact. We are both here. Well, Logan, you are definitely a rare species of human.
Yep.
And I don't just mean because you're a ginger.
This is fair.
Which means you have no soul, correct? That's
the... Technically speaking, that is correct.
There's no soul.
Okay. So the fact that I work here is quite interesting.
Logan is currently our worship director, pastor, interim person thing.
Yeah.
You do the music.
That's right, yeah.
I do the music.
I pick some songs and I pick some people to sing those songs.
That's right. And it's been awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You've been in that role for 3 months, 2 months?
Yeah.
10 years? Something like that?
Yeah, because I've been here for however long. Yeah, I started that position January 1st.
Okay, very cool. So when did you start at Crossroads? Like, you've been here... Like, there's, like, Scott's been here the longest, and then right.
It feels like it at this point, yeah, of the people that are still, yeah. I think we started going, we were still at Hudson.
Okay.
When we started going, because Landon was a little baby. He was, like, literally in a stroller.
Some things never change.
He's a child, well, you know, whatever.
If you don't know, that's Logan's little brother.
That's right.
Who is our office
admin person.
He does all the stuff guy.
Perspiring guy.
He's actually in charge of the church guy.
That's
his actual job description.
Yep.
He's the one in charge of everything guy.
Yep. He gave me my email, gave me my keys.
He's in charge of it all.
He's in charge of it all.
So way back in the Hudson days.
Way back in the Hudson days, yeah.
Okay. So you've been through multiple moves.
Indeed, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So you probably don't remember this part then, but I like to ask people, why did you come to Crossroads and what kept you coming?
Well, we lived in Redford for the first, like, 3 to 4 years of my life.
Okay.
So, like, when we moved, we were like, all right, like literally one day my mom just threw me in a car and was like, we're going, like, on an adventure. We're going to go find, like, a new place to live.
That sounds so accurate.
Well, it was so funny because her whole thing, at least that she had told us at that point, was just like, oh, like, there's gang activity. And we're like, we're in the suburbs. Like, there's nothing going on. And then, like, 10 years later, we were driving through our old neighborhood, and she goes, see? I'm like, sure. Okay. Whatever.
So we came to the safe streets of Adrian.
That's right. So we came to the safe streets of Adrian, and literally, like, my mom just asked, like, local people, hey, like, what's going on? What's the local thing? Like, where do we go? Games. Where do we stay away from? And... I think one of those things that she had heard about was Crossroads. So we ended up in Hudson.
Nice. So you had to get out of Adrian, away from all of the gangs in Adrian to
That's right.
Church in Hudson.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
To go find this.
We had to make that trek once a week.
Stay safe.
You got to stay safe.
So that's why you stayed at Crossroads.
Yes.
There was limited gang activity.
That's right. That's right.
Compared to the other churches in town.
Yeah, that was the only reason.
Likelihood of getting shanked, lower here.
That's right.
I feel like that's not true.
No.
We shouldn't do that, though.
No.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, in case you haven't realized yet, this podcast is going to go off the rails. We have no hope of anything serious happening.
This is the podcast where nobody wanted this to happen but us.
But everyone wanted it to happen.
Everybody wanted it.
So our last few episodes have been pretty serious, pretty deep, which is awesome, which is great.
Yeah.
But today we're going to do something a little different. Because Logan's here and we're caffeinated. And honestly, that makes me sleepy. Logan brought coffee today, which is wonderful.
That's right.
You're a good friend. But I've already had my, like, morning allotment.
Right. Yeah.
It's probably not the right word. Whatever. Of coffee.
Right.
And if I have more coffee than that, then my ADD, like, it makes me tired.
I was going to say, yeah.
It makes me sleepy.
Like, as someone who does not have ADD, like, that's never been a thing. And I was always so confused. I'm like, oh, like, that's, like, all of my ADD friends, as soon as they have, like, that's why they drink so much caffeine before bed.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Really?
No, because then I lay there. And, like, my body is, like, and I want to just, like, I can't move. But my brain is, like, woohoo, let's run a marathon. And I just stare at the ceiling and hate life.
That's horrible and amazing. And yeah. I love that and hate that for you.
Yeah. It's great. It's great times.
It's a good, great time.
It's good. It's good times. Yeah. That's how I realized I have. I've never been like
officially diagnosed
with ADD, but I mean, sure. I live with a licensed professional counselor. So she's like, yeah, right. It's 100%.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I realized it was years ago, I worked at Starbucks mm-hmm. and in typical Brandon fashion, we were playing games
right.
when we're slow instead yep. of doing productive things.
Oh, absolutely.
So we would bet shots of espresso.
Oh.
We would play different games. Like, you know, flip cup or yep. see how far you can shoot the whipped cream out of the canister.
Okay.
Well, I once successfully got it all the way over a car in the drive-through window.
Nice.
Yeah. Shout out, Dan Christ was in the car at the moment at the time. He's like, what's going on? It was a good time.
Love
Anyways,
that.
I lost like okay. three, yeah, three in a row and I kept like double or nothing mm-hmm. and then lost and then lost and then lost whatever game we were playing. So I had to just take a cup, put an ice cube in it, 8 shots of espresso, bam, and then just like down the hatch, just bam, down.
That sounds like a heart attack.
I could not. I had to go in the back room and take a nap.
Yep.
I was like, I gotta take my lunch break. And I went in the back and just slept.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this is not normal.
No.
I was like, Keisha, this happened to me today. This is not right. And she's like, that's a sign you have ADD.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
That's really funny.
So was all the trouble I got in high school.
Yeah, was, yeah.
Anyways, no one cares about that. All right, so today what we're going to do is we're gonna play some trivia, Logan.
All right, it went so well, the other day.
Exactly.
It went so well.
If you did not watch Service on Sunday, watch the end. It was the greatest ending to a service ever.
It's been a pleasure being your guys' worship director for the limited time that I've been here. That's it.
You go watch that. We're actively trying to both get fired.
That's
what's happening.
That's how we live our lives.
Scott's not here. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday morning as we're recording. Scott's not here yet. Well,
we're safe.
This could be it.
This could be it. This could be the end.
You might not ever see either of us ever again.
Gets to the end of this podcast. The end? Question mark.
The end. Exclamation point.
Yeah.
So we've got parent trivia night coming up in like 2 weeks. I should probably know that.
Yeah, I think so.
So this is going to be like a little promo for that.
Okay.
So wherever you're at, play along with us. If you're driving, keep score in your head. If you're not, get a piece of paper out and see if you can beat Logan or I. What should we bet? I mean, we work at a church. We're probably not supposed to gamble, but let's gamble. Not money.
Right.
All right, how much are we?
I mean, just kidding. Yeah. Railroad bonds.
Espresso shots?
Espresso shots, yeah. That's what I was immediately
head over to Musgrove after this and down.
Basically, yeah.
I'm in.
We'll wait until right before staff meeting.
Well, I used my filter. Be proud of me, everyone.
Nice.
All right, so we're gambling. We're betting espresso shots, so everyone's here. Also, I will not remember the score. All right, let's go. Here we go.
Okay.
Question number one is a Swedish fish.
Oh,
random trivia.
Okay.
So Swedish fish, everyone at home, you know those little red candies that look like fish and are delicious? What are they supposed to taste like? Do they taste like cherry, black currant? Is that how you say that word?
Currant?
Currant?
Curry?
Curry? I don't know what that word is. Currant?
Yeah.
Fruit punch or four, it's a mystery. I will let you guess first here, Logan. Is it cherry, black currant, fruit punch, or mystery?
As someone who has not partaken in a Swedish fish since the Berlin Wall collapsed.
What? Are you not a candy guy?
I'm not a sweets guy.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I think I used to be growing up as a kid.
I mean, all kids.
But yeah, as I got older, like especially once I hit 20, like my whole body just rejected sweets and like alcohol and all like the like pretty much anything done that would be like fun or whatever in air quotes for the people listening.
other than coffee.
Coffee is the lifeblood of true America. I'm going to guess 3 fruit punch.
Fruit punch.
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to, you know, as I don't eat much sugar anymore because it does bad things to my body, but
right,
I still like candy.
Yeah.
And I don't think it tastes like any of those things. So I'm going mystery.
It's fair.
It's a mystery.
It's fair.
Answer.
Ooh, mystery. It's a mystery. Okay.
1-0.
Dang.
Go brain. I mean, being, you know, working in student ministry for the last 800 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I've played about 8,000 different trivia games. So
sure.
I should have a leg up here. All right, here we go. Next question. No, another Swedish fish one.
Oh.
Swedish fish are actually from what country? United States, Germany, Sweden, Australia. I'm going to assume it's not Sweden since that would make sense
actually
here.
Actually from, yeah.
I'm going with the good old US of A. We are the sugar producers of the world. What's your guess here?
Man, see, I agree with you in that. My instinct was immediately Australia, but...
That would make sense too.
But, so I'll go Australia. It's just we cover our bases.
All right, here we go. Let's watch it be Germany.
Oh,
Sweden! What?
Seems sus. Red is sus.
Oh, that's a trick question. That's not fair. All right, here we go. Next one. Oh, here we go. Halloween. This is up your alley.
Okay.
You are currently betrothed.
That's right.
Engaged to be married.
Yeah.
And you're getting married on Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, am I not supposed to say this? It's like, everyone's going to crash your wedding now.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
All four people that listen to this. My mother will be crashing your wedding.
That's fair.
So you're big Halloween people.
Yes.
You in good old Zozo bags.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, here we go. So you should get this one right.
Oh, gosh.
What is the day after Halloween called? We have no options here. No multiple choice.
I feel like I
day
had it.
After Halloween. It's just Depression Day for you, right? Because it's over. Because
my whole season is over. My whole season is just, yeah.
Day after Halloween. The day before is like All Hallows Eve.
Yeah,
right?
That. Yeah.
There's a we should know this.
Wasn't it like
there's the Christian calendar has a November 1st.
Isn't it like Devil's thing. Night or something like that?
It's Halloween.
That's just Halloween.
Yes, because November 1st is a Christian holiday.
Oh, okay.
Because I wasn't allowed to celebrate Halloween as a kid because it's the devil's holiday. November 1st, whatever the day is, which I obviously remember so well.
Right. Yeah. Oh gosh.
I'm gonna say November 1st. That's my official answer.
I'm gonna say Glenn.
Glenn. Glenn's birthday. All right, the answer.
All Hallows Day. Oh, okay.
We're idiots.
That makes so much
all
sense.
All Hallows Eve. The next day would be All Hallows Day.
I feel so stupid.
More coffee.
Even more so than usual. That's so unfortunate.
All right, we got another Halloween one. Here we go.
I'm going to end up not getting married because of that.
You know, things happen. How many years has Halloween existed? Closest answer wins because we're not going to get it right.
No, there's no way.
How many years has Halloween existed? That's got to be... It's got to have existed since before. Was it before America existed, or is this like an American creation?
Like, is it almost Anglican, whatever? Like
right.
Old school?
When we're burning the witches? But how do you know she's
like
a witch?
Salem witch trials sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
I'm just going to say 150 years. I'm going to set the baseline there.
I'll say 150 and a half years.
150 and 6 months.
150.5.
There you go.
The Rock.
2000.
Oh, that's insane.
We are bad at this.
We're very bad at this. Right, I mean, we proved it on Sunday.
You get the point. You still get the point. Now yours is closer than mine.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, Halloween.
That makes...
Somebody Google this
and
then tell me about it on Sunday. About how, when did this start 2000 years ago? Because I am officially intrigued.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to do the same for me, but like do it in the middle of worship on Sunday. Like come up on stage and
Scott, hold on, take a break. Time out here. We got to talk about Halloween.
We're going to take a tight five.
Like, so around the same time Jesus was crucified and came back to life.
Pretty much, yeah.
Halloween started. That means Halloween predates Christmas because they didn't celebrate Christmas yet.
Yo, I always knew. I always knew there was a reason why I liked it more than Christmas.
That's just because Christmas is bad, but that's another topic for another day.
Christmas
hey, here we
sad.
Go. Christmas question.
Oh, yay.
That worked out well. In what modern day... So it's 1-1 right now, correct?
I think so.
Is that our score?
I do believe so.
Okay. In what modern day country was Saint Nicholas born? Turkey, Germany, Canada, or Spain?
Look, my Canadian blood wants me to...
Yep.
Make it Canada, but
Christmas,
I can't.
Christmas, eh?
They go, oh, yeah.
Hey, don't you know, eh? Turkey, Germany. I think I know the answer. I'm going to let you guess first.
I'm going to...
I think I know this.
I'm going to guess Turkey.
That's what I'm going with as well.
Yeah.
I watched Christmas Chronicles, and I'm pretty sure Christmas Chronicles...
Look, I've seen every Kurt Russell movie in existence. I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I know.
Oh, he is in that. I was trying to think. That's the only Kurt Russell movie I think I've ever actually seen.
It's like that or like... Escape from New York.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It looks interesting.
Yeah.
But also...
Also, no.
Also, I've never... Yeah. All right, let's see here. Turkey.
I'm going to guess it's
We're both
Turkey.
Going Turkey. We're
yes!
both correct. All right. Boom!
Nice.
Turkey. All right. 2-2. All right, here we go.
Dynamic duos.
Dynamic duos.
Oh, I feel like this. Okay.
So we get one of the people in the dynamic duo. We have to guess the second one.
Right.
You had bet this is a Star Wars one, R2-D2.
Yes.
I know you're betrothed well. I feel right. like you need to get this correct or you're going to be in trouble.
I do need to get this right. And sadly, she knows that I don't, like, I've seen all of the movies
okay.
once.
Okay.
I've never really, like,
you're not a Star Wars guy.
You're not a
Star Trek guy, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay, I've never actually seen any of those.
All you Trekkies out there, how dare you?
That's right.
How dare you?
At
me. I don't care.
Yeah, I've never. Yeah. It's been a thing where, like, I've never seen, like, Lord of the Rings.
Good. They're so bad. They're so terrible. Don't watch them.
Zoe, I'm so sorry. Don't listen to this.
So she hates me. It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm hated as, like, you can't be a youth pastor and hate Lord of the Rings. Fire me.
Those
movies are terrible. They're awful.
My thing is, I don't even, because I haven't seen them, so I don't even hate them. It's just I have zero interest in watching them.
They're awful. Don't do it. Yeah. Don't ever do it. They're so bad. When I was in college, we took a random trip to New York once, Christmas break before we went home. We went to New York for a day and then went home because that's what you do when you're 18. And the van we were driving, of course, broke down.
Right.
In Philadelphia on the way home. It was completely our fault. And one of my friends had a youth pastor ex-youth pastor that lived there. So we're like, hey, can we come to your house? He's like, sure. And we ended up being there for like a week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, poor guy. So we just like quarantined ourselves in his basement. All we had down there was a ping pong table, the game Risk, and all of the extended editions of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, so I'm sure you had a blast.
I got good at ping pong. And I played Risk against myself.
Oh, man.
Multiple times.
Dude.
It was great. All right, here we go. Back to this question.
Yes.
Dynamic duo, R2-D2, and so we could probably both say this at the same time. Otherwise, yeah. You're just going to steal my answer.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I do know it.
We'll count it down from three,
okay.
And then we'll just both say it. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
C-3PO.
Okay, there we go.
Nice.
Boom. 2-2, 3-3. Okay, there you go. Also, ADD, I've got a terrible memory.
It's fine. I like threes, so if we can just lose the rest of them.
Just like your mom.
That's right.
Frodo.
Oh. What did we just discuss at length?
No.
No.
All right, I think I know this.
Okay.
I'm not positive. We're going to count this down again.
I only know three other characters from those movies. So, like, either way, I don't think there's any way I could steal your answer, even
one
if I could.
One of them's Gandalf. That's got a giant beard,
that's
right?
One of,
is
yeah,
that,
that's,
is this, this is Lord of, is this Lord of the Rings?
This is Lord of the Rings.
Harry Potter?
Okay. I mean, they both have a very similar character that's like.
This is Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very judged by the homeschool community for not liking either of those things.
Man, like, I don't, yeah.
It's not
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
It's not great. All right, here we go. Let's cut out 3, 2, 1. Bilbo Baggins?
I was going to say Sam. Like Samwise.
Oh.
I don't know, though. I don't know.
I think you're right. Let's see.
Sam. Oh!
Sam. Bam! I'm just impressed. Is that even a thing? Bilbo Baggins?
Yes.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
I mean, it's not.
Well, yeah. It's
in the books.
It's in that realm. That's my thing. I can't do realms.
Well, at least I'm still on a 3.
You're doing great.
You're ahead now, though.
I got to get to 6 now.
All right. Trivia from the 90s. Here's where I excel.
I think I can do this, too.
All right.
In I feel good.
Boy Meets World, what's the crazy older brother's name? I don't even need to look at the other answers.
I know his real name, and I know the character that he plays.
I'm so proud of you. All right. Is it Eric, Paul, or Chad?
I would love for it to be Chad, just because of the memes. No, it's got to be Eric.
It's Eric.
It's Eric. Will Friedle. I love Will Friedle.
Does everyone out there, does he get a bonus point for that?
I hope so. He was Batman Beyond, my dude.
And was he really?
And he's Ron Stoppable and Kim Possible. If you ever watch that.
Like, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm older than you.
I know.
Eric, there it is.
There he is. Yeah, there's the good boy.
The parted hair.
Oh, it's so glorious.
Everybody wanted in the 90s.
I wanted perfect. That hair so much growing up.
Isn't it weird that some of these old, like, I had that hair for a couple years.
Yeah.
It was not great.
Yep.
Here's the pictures of it.
Yep.
Like, all of these, like, actors from, like, these sitcoms never do anything else.
No. They do podcasts about their old shows.
Yes, they wait 25 years.
That's right.
And then do, or apparently voice acting in cartoons.
And he's great. He's awesome.
Makes sense. Makes you be good at that. All right, here we go. 5-4, you're ahead still. In Saved by the Bell, what were Zach and Kelly dressed up as the night they broke up?
Kelly Kapowski.
Cowboy and Cowgirl, Scientists, or Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, see, I don't know this
one. I don't know this one either. Saved by the Bell. Man, Zach and Kelly dressed up as the night they broke up. Cowboy, Cowgirl, Scientists, Romeo and Juliet. Your head, you got to guess first.
I want to say Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't actively know.
I'm gonna say Cowboy, Cowgirl, taking a risk here that I catch up, or else you're going to go ahead by two.
This is fair.
Dang it. Romeo and Juliet. All right, you're up two now.
Okay.
I don't know what the score is, but you're ahead by two. 6-4? 7-5? 6-4?
Yeah.
6-4.
6-4.
All right. Dang it. All right. Well, the last one's worth 10 points. I don't even know how many there are.
Oh, I already know this one.
Statue of Liberty was a gift to the United States from which country? England, Canada, France, or Spain?
Dude, it's Alaska. I can see Russia from my house.
Statue of Liberty is a gift from which country? Got to guess first.
It's France.
France. It is France. That is the correct answer. I'm guessing that as well. And it is the correct answer.
Delightful.
France. What color was it originally?
I don't know that. Wasn't it like, oh gosh.
I'm not sure either. I think it was copper.
Yeah, I was going to say like almost like a yellowish thing. And then, yeah, I think from the oxidization.
Bam, whatever good word.
Thank you.
Bam, somewhere there's a high school science teacher. I was like, yeah.
That's right.
You remembered one thing. And you remembered the mitochondria is the...
is the powerhouse of the cell.
There you go.
That's right.
Apparently, that's all we need to know from high school.
All you need.
Who was the fourth president of the United States? James Madison, Andrew Jackson, Theodore Roosevelt, or Thomas Jefferson? Fourth president, America.
I want to say Madison.
That's what I was going to say. It's not Jackson. It's not Roosevelt.
It's not Jefferson.
Was he ever even a president?
He was third.
Was he?
He was third.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say James Madison just to keep it close. If it's Jefferson, I'm going to be really angry. James Madison. Yep.
I just remember it was like Washington, Adams, Jefferson. I remember those three specifically. So I was like,
I
think it's got to be Madison.
You remember more than I do. Georgie was first. And I know that because I just did substitute teaching in fourth grade and they're talking about that.
Nice.
Yeah. The George versus George.
Who was the first
president? That's apparently how they're learning the American Revolution now.
Really?
It's George v. George.
Oh. I was like, interesting.
That's a good way to remember it.
Man.
Battle of the Georges.
I was going to say directed by Zack Snyder. George v. George. Yeah. Dawn of Justice.
Is this the Snyder Cut?
This is the Snyder Cut of America.
America. You know, it'd probably be more interesting. All right. Here we go. Some office trivia. We got to be about done here. All right. Which Dunder Mifflin branch did Jim briefly transfer to? Akron, Stamford, Nashua, or Buffalo? Are you an office guy?
Yeah, I very much enjoy The Office. I'm trying to...
I was very sad when they took it off of Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was my, like, I'm sitting at home.
Yeah.
And then just, you need background noise. And so we just turn on The Office and watch it 18 times.
Now you got to go to, like, the Peacock app.
Yeah, I don't have that one, though. Like, I can't have all of them.
It's dumb.
Can't have all of them.
I have most of them. It's obnoxious. I'm very bad with money.
We wait until there's like a bunch of things we want to watch on one.
Yeah.
And then we like, okay, let's get that one for like a month and just binge everything on that one and then cancel.
Yeah. I feel that.
And then forget to cancel and pay for it for 10 years.
Right. Exactly.
All of their goals. I hear they're actually all realizing now that this whole streaming thing, they're all losing money having their own streaming apps.
That doesn't surprise
me. It's not gone great for them.
No.
It's not gone great for them.
No.
Other than... No, it's not going great for them. All right, here we go. Let's get back to this.
Yeah.
Dunder Mifflin Branch, you're still ahead by two, so you got to guess first. Akron, Stamford, Nashua, or Buffalo?
I want to say it's... No, I don't... Oh, it's... Is it Nashua or is it Stamford? The one that Jim goes... Because I think Holly's from Nashua. So I think I'm going to go with Stamford.
Stamford?
I'm going with Stamford.
I'm also saying Stamford because Holly is from Nashua.
You are
correct here. Yep, Stamford is the correct answer.
All right.
Oh, man, I thought I was going to get one. I'm still down to... It's going to be like the last question here. We can't have that many more. What is... Oh. Well.
I love the formatting. It's so good.
Let's try it again. You guys can't see this at home because this is a podcast, but... The answer just popped up on the screen before the question.
I mean, I already knew it, so it's fine.
It's like Sunday at Crossroads. What is Michael Scott's middle name? Is it Dwight, Gary, James, or Scott?
I mean, not just because we saw it, but it's Gary.
It's Gary. The answer is officially Gary.
Which, like, weirdly just does not feel like a middle name.
Like, yeah.
It doesn't feel like it should be a middle name.
It's a fun name.
It is a fun
name. I like the name Gary.
Yeah.
You know?
It just feels like weird. It's like out of order. It's like, hi, my name is like Jeffrey. No, it can't be. It can't end with Y and then also end with Y.
Jeffrey Gary.
Jeffrey Gary Mary. Quite contrary.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of our game. You officially win. So before or after staff meeting, we will walk down to Musgrove and I will take a nap.
I love that.
Nap time today.
Nap time today.
Yeah. Earlier the better. I got to drive and get my kids.
This is fair.
Uh-oh. It could be dangerous. Well, Logan,
mm-hmm.
You got anything else you want to say to all the people that have no doubt tuned us out by now?
It's never too late to give up on your dreams of amateur taxidermy. Never too late.
Never too late.
It's never too late.
I'm here for that. Actually, I'm not. That sounds really terrible. I'm like, no, I don't want to gut random animals.
It's a good side hustle.
You know, it is like, of all like the random things, you'd be like, yeah, here's my hobby.
Yep.
You walk into somebody's house and there's just a bunch of like stuffed raccoons and possums and random roadkill.
Yeah.
I'm leaving immediately.
And then Evan Peters walks out and you're like, I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
Good luck. Sit down. We can watch this movie.
No.
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 Immediately no. Immediately no.
I'm a pass.
I'm a pass. Well, Logan, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
me. Love to have you on again.
Yeah.
Soon and do serious things?
Sure.
Question mark?
Sure.
If we're both still here.
That's right.
After today.
It's the waiting game. We're going to see.
Maybe it should be our next bet. Who gets fired first?
Oh, man.
It's a good question. I got 9 years in of trying. So. See,
well, you've got 9 years in of trying and you also like.
I've failed.
Well.
9 years of failure.
He's also got family stake in it. So like.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
You should get some kind of odds.
He's just had to deal with my mom for 20 years. Now it's also me.
And Landon.
And I'm just a taller version of my mom with a beard.
I'm now picturing your mother with a beard, and I don't like it.
Look, the 80s were weird.
Weird times. All right. On that note, everybody, come to parent trivia night. I don't remember the details. Next Friday.
Maybe we'll both be there.
We'll both be there. Logan is now hosting. He didn't know that until this moment. It's going to be a good time. We're going to hang out together, hopefully meet some other people, meet some parents, because parenting, turns out, is really hard.
Indeed.
We don't tell this to people until they're like, you know, until they're having their first kid. It's like, yay, you're pregnant, woohoo! And then everyone's like,
good luck.
You're trapped now.
That's right.
It's hard. Parenting is difficult. And so we need more people in our lives to help us parent. Parents need other parents. And so we're trying to help make that happen, creating some space for you guys to get to know each other a little bit.
Build community.
Have some fun, build some community, those things that, you know, as a church, we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So come to that. You can register at ilovemychurch.org/trivia. There's links in your Facebook, email, all that kind of stuff. Or just show up. That's cool too. But if you all just show up and don't register, we probably won't have enough cookies or snacks. Whatever snacks we're having, I'm not really sure.
That's right.
Probably cookies.
Probably. Like whatever cookies. It is, it'll be sugar, and then Brandon will take a nap.
Yeah. Sugar doesn't give me naps. It gives me headaches.
It'll give you a good little migraine nap.
Yeah. I'm already like, I just drank this whole coffee. And I'm like, I'm feeling sleepy right now.
I love that.
And now I have to go take more shots of espresso. So.
Don't worry. I'll hold off on that until another day.
No, we're doing it right now.
We're doing it right now.
We're leaving. All right. Everybody, have a great week. We'll catch you next time.
See you later.
Let's go.